This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I love travel. I know that seems counterintuitive for a guy who loves being home. Let me stipulate, I love travel when I get to see farmers. As will be the case, the next couple of days I'll be at World Dairy Expo in Madison, Wisconsin. And one of the joys of this job is the chance to hear from producers what's going on their farms. But there is a common denominator these days. I'm hearing often about the increasing pressure and the need to find efficiencies wherever you can on your farm. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they might be able to help you by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. With products like JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, the Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic's JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. These are members of the legendary family of Mystic Lubes, specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. And maybe take some of the pressures off your shoulders, producers. It's what they call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by visiting their website, mysticlubes.com. Now, it's spelled mysticlubes.com. This is on my mind today as I originate the broadcast from our Chicago studio. In one neighborhood here, there seems to be a new sense of community. Groups of people are walking their dogs together instead of doing so alone. Neighbors are offering to drive others who would usually walk to the grocery store. And parents are driving their children to train stations instead of letting them walk there alone. This new sense of community is forced after two apparently random murders 36 hours apart in a very unlikely North Side Chicago neighborhood have changed life for many. One Chicago police officer friend shared that he and his colleagues are now working 12-hour days with their days off canceled. He said he hasn't had a day off the job in 2 weeks. From This Week at Agribusiness, U.S. Senator Charles Grassley, who has a farm in Butler County, Iowa, says yes, he plans to participate in the government's bailout program, intended to cushion the negative effects of trade tariffs on the prices of farm commodities. Senator Grassley told reporters at a telephone conference call yesterday, "This is something you get because you are a farmer. Equal treatment for everybody," Grassley said. "It's not something special for Chuck Grassley because he's a senator, or for John Tester." Tester is a Democratic U.S. senator from Montana who also plans to participate in that federal program. Senator Grassley says he won't know how much federal money he'll receive until his crops are harvested and records are taken to the Farm Service Agency office to find out. The deer are running already. In some of our counties, it seems like they never stop, but we are in that dangerous fall period now for deer car collisions. My friend Fred Butt, volunteer firefighter, first responder, said he had a couple of them jump out in front of him. Well, that reminds me, there are often two. After you've seen one cross the road, don't assume it's all clear. That's today's Midwest Digest. Brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.